This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you think DeMarcus Lawrence is one of the top 10 defensive ends in the NFL? So we've kicked around a couple of different positions for this. Is the ESPN has compiled the executives, coaches, scouts, and players to put together a top 10 list at 11 different positions. Unfortunately, they said the hell with you special teamers. But today we have got defensive ends and interior linemen. I want to run through the interior linemen first real quick. Do you think, I know this is a silly question, do you think that the Cowboys have any top 10 interior linemen?
No.
No, not interior.
They definitely do not. It goes like, I'll give you the first several, then if y'all want to guess the top five or three or whatever. Kenny Clark with the Green Bay Packers is number 10. Grady Jarrett from the Falcons, number 9. Akeem Hicks with the Bears, number 8. Eric Armstead with the 49ers, number 7. Cameron Hayward with the Steelers, number 6. J.J. Watt with the Houston Texans, number 5. DeForest, go ahead.
Is that interior lineman?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I guess in a 3-4, they consider the defensive ends interior.
Correct.
Okay.
So DeForest Buckner with the Indianapolis Colts now up to number 4. Fletcher Cox, number 3. Chris Jones with the Chiefs, number 2. And in the least surprising news you'll ever hear, Aaron Donald, number 1. Now, the thing about Aaron Donald that's amazing with this is the highest ranking, Aaron Donald, number 1. The lowest ranking, number 1.
Yeah.
So, literally, nobody voted him anything but number 1. NFC scout said he's flat out the best player in football.
Who did you say was number 2 again, Kevin?
Chris Jones.
The separation, I'm just trying to think about this for just a second. Out of all the positions that we've listened to so far about this, is the separation from 1 and 2, the most drastic? Like, do you think that Aaron Donald is so far, so much better than any of his other competitors in this, than anybody that in every other position we've discussed?
I think so. And if you want to run through that real quick, George Kittle and Travis Kelce.
They're pretty close.
Okay. And then we get Pat Mahomes and Russell Wilson.
I think that gap's
a little bigger?
I think that gap is that gap's similar. Okay.
Saquon and McCaffrey.
No.
And I would flip it. I think I would put McCaffrey ahead. So, I mean,
okay,
obviously
yeah,
that's
they're
pretty close.
Interchangeable. Okay.
Julio Jones and Michael Thomas.
Interchangeable.
Yeah. I think I'm probably inclined to agree with that. Tyron and Laremy Tunsil.
Tyron, obviously, out of respect, he's the greatest ever. But I think that you could go with either one of those guys there.
Quentin Nelson and Zach Martin.
Yeah, Zach Martin's better anyway, so.
And then we get to Aaron Donald and Chris Jones. I think outside of quarterback, I think this is probably the biggest one with only quarterback being even close, right?
Yeah, and that just shows you how, like, not only the respect that Aaron Donald has in the league, but just, like, that just shows you how good he actually is and why we talk about him that way. And Chris Jones is good.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Jones is really good. Yeah. But whenever I look at it, I look at the separation. He's so far beyond everybody else at his position.
Do you think
he's a different weapon, man,
that Aaron Donald is the best player in football?
It's him and Mahomes and the value of the position that Mahomes plays. But, yeah, I would say that those two are right there next to each other.
Isn't it always tough to not pick a quarterback just because the impact of the position? Like, Aaron Donald can't take over a game and win it on his own, and he can take over games. I mean, we've seen where it's like, my gosh, put two or three guys on him at this point, where you put center, guard, and then take your running back and have him help to make sure you can get the play off and have a successful play. But, you know, when Aaron Donald's on, it's not the same as like when Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or Dak Prescott, whoever is on.
Aaron Donald just turned 29. He could retire today, and he's a Hall of Famer. He was the Defensive Rookie of the Year. He led the league in sacks as an interior lineman in 2018. In 6 years in the league, he's made six Pro Bowls and five times has been first-team All-Pro. He's been Defensive Player of the Year twice and on the All-Decade team.
Wow. Jeez, dude.
He just turned 29.
He's just a wrecking ball in the middle. But that being said, you know, I could always just do a short passing game to the edges and work my way around him. So, Mike, like what you were talking about, like it's inevitable you're going to have to deal with Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So that's just kind of where I feel on that.
So we go from that to the edge defenders. Who do you think – could you give me the top five edge defenders? Top seven edge defenders?
Oh, out of 10?
Yeah.
I honestly think Corey's going to beat me in this because I mean, I can probably off the top of my head do 3 to 5, but if I bid 5, Corey, you can easily get 6, right?
I'm going to go with 3 right now because I don't know, man. I did a little list the other day, I guess, didn't I?
Yes.
I just threw that
list.
This
is your area of expertise,
Corey.
Oh,
my God. Can I find my list or did I throw it away? I trashed it, Kevin. Oh, my God. How stupid am I? But you know what? Guess what? I put it up on 105.3thefan.com so I can go check and see if my list matches up with their list as well. All right, Kevin, I will say I can get whatever Mike said I could get.
I said 6, but right, just to make it fun, let's do 7.
Oh, my God.
Bassick, are you going to do 7 or Corey's going to do
7? No, he's bidding for Corey.
Oh, okay. He's saying that I have to do 7.
Corey, just, you know. He's a strong man.
Can you get 7 of the top 10?
All right, I'm going to, in comparing my list to the list of them, I will attempt to do 7.
All right.
T.J. Watt.
Number 1.
T.J. Watt is not number 1.
Number 2?
No.
Oh.
You'd be
crap.
Surprised. T.J. Watt is number 7.
Okay.
What?
All right.
Yeah. So check this out. His highest ranking is 4, and his lowest ranking is 12.
Oh,
I figured whoever they interviewed on the Cowboys would have him off the board.
So the knock against T.J. Watt is they don't think he's athletic enough, which is weird given that, I mean, he's ultra-productive, so who cares? He had 14.5 sacks and 8 forced fumbles last year. Oh, he's not athletic enough.
Too? I think he had 2 interceptions.
Yeah. So, but one person said if he was more athletic, he'd be number 1 on the list.
Oh, wow. Because
he's not Lawrence Taylor, he's number 7?
Yeah, I think that's way too low. But this is a great quote from a player. As soon as he showed up and I saw what he could do, we said, OS. So that's an amazing
quote. You
know
what? I heard the same quote when Taco Charlton practiced for the first time for the Cowboys.
But for totally different context.
It was the coaching staff that didn't like him in the draft. They said, OS, Rod Marinelli, you've screwed up big time.
So he's still in the top 10, so you're good.
All right. Joey Bosa.
Joey Bosa is number 6 on the list. Very, very well done.
Jeez.
40 sacks in 51 career games.
I just remember this list that I put together is compiled of duos. So it was the combination of two defensive ends. So we're working on it here. All right, Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack is number 1 on the list. Nearly every vote for Khalil Mack was in the top 3, which helps separate him from the number 2 person on the board.
If you can go to 105.3thefan.com, I'll even tweet it out at In the Majors. You can check out the list that we put together here.
Corey so far has 3, shooting for 7 of the top 10.
You're Joey great, Bosa. Corey.
Joey Bosa.
Oh, no.
You already said, did you not?
No, I said
yeah, no. Nick. You said Joey.
Joey. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Nick Bosa.
Nick Bosa is number three on the list because I was looking. I was like, hold on, did I get the Bosas confused? That you wouldn't have guessed both of them, but yeah, Nick Bosa number three, Joey Bosa number six.
I wrote Joey Bosa as both Bosas on my story on 105.3thefan.com, so we might need an edit there.
Nobody's called you out for it just yet. So far, you've got four.
And luckily, nobody listens, so they're not going to know.
Wow. I think a lot of people listen.
Oh, is that? Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett, number five on the list. Now, this is where you start to see some big discrepancies. The highest ranking for Myles Garrett, 1. The lowest ranking for Myles Garrett, 10. So there is a really big discrepancy. But yes, so far, Corey, you have gotten number 1. Number 3, number 5, number 6, and number 7.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
On the top 10 list.
Oh, that was your question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What I gave you the credit for.
That was your question.
Are any of these guys teammates in the top 10?
Ooh, or... I'm sorry. I cannot answer that question.
That seems like an easy question to answer, dude.
Oh, no.
They're all defensive ends and outside linebackers. I'm going to give you a hint.
I have the information that could answer your question.
Okay.
I choose not to answer your question.
All right. I don't know if that'll help. Cameron Jordan.
I think he is.
That is correct. He is number 9 on the board.
I'm so nervous right now because now we're getting to a point where I'm concerned. How many have I named? 4?
You've named 6.
Okay, so I just need one
more.
You're
still missing number 2, number 4.
Number 4?
Number 8 and number 10.
This is easy.
I think I'm screwed here. I have two guys that I want to name.
Pick the one that's better.
Von Miller.
That is correct.
You got it.
Von Miller on the board at number 4. Highest ranking, number 1. Lowest ranking, number 7.
Hmm.
He's recorded at least double-digit sacks in every full season he's played since 2011.
I got a question.
Last year.
Is Chandler Jones on that list?
That depends. Do you want to make that an official guess and keep going?
Hold on. Yeah. I thought I already got to 7. I'm
you
good.
You did.
Can you do 10 out of 10? Are you man enough to do 10 out of 10?
Oh, crap. I don't know if I can because there are a lot of good pass rushers. I just want to know if he was on the list, guys. That's all I wanted to know.
What I want to know is how much you're willing to wager on this.
I will make that an official bid to get 8 out of 8.
That is correct. He's number 2 on the board.
And that's weird because I had Arizona ranked 15 because nobody else on his team can get off the edge. But that's how good he is. It is that he could be what number did you say,
number
Kevin?
Two.
Number 2.
This will feed into it. One NFL offensive coach said, nobody talks about him because his team stinks, but he produces every week.
So right. Did DeMarcus Lawrence make number 10?
Well, you've got number 1. Number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 9, 8, and 10 remain on the board. Corey, would you like to continue gambling, or would you like to give Mike Bassick the opportunity to steal?
I don't want to steal. I'm just wondering if our guy is on the board or not.
I'm also wondering if Kevin's favorite guy is on the board.
Yannick Ngakoue
is in the honorable mention.
Oh, take that, Corey. You know nothing.
Along with Jadeveon Clowney, which is interesting. They have Jadeveon Clowney at number 13. Mm. They have Frank Clark.
Yep.
At number 8.
Interesting. Is our guy
10? Over Shaq Barrett?
Shaq Barrett is not on the list.
Interesting.
I think a lot of people view Shaq Barrett.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, there I lost everything, guys.
I mean, you still did lost really
is
well.
Is honorable went. Mention DeMarcus Lawrence?
He is not an honorable mention. However, he does come in at number 10, and
yep.
You want to see a discrepancy. Is they allow ballot rankings, I think, all the way up to 15. Highest ranking for DeMarcus Lawrence, 3.
Wow.
Lowest ranking off the board. So we're talking about big gaps. There is a huge gap.
At least there's that, because if we want to be honest about our Cowboys reality, we just went over that. No defensive tackles, number 10 defensive end, which is solid. But when we expect things out of our defense and you look at cornerbacks, which we haven't got to yet, when we look at safeties, which they haven't got to yet, and now we just did defensive tackles and defensive ends, and we're going to get to linebackers, guys, we're not on the board. DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be the only guy on the board in this situation, and we're going to expect solid to good things. I get it, Cowboy fans. I want it to be two, and I want Mike Nolan to maybe putting all these things together, he'll be able to mesh this and make this a pretty good defense. But NFL evaluators are telling you we have a below-average talent defense.
Yeah. And look, and this really speaks to him.
Still too many experts for that, but I agree with y'all.
That's fair, but you do get some sound bites, so I think you might enjoy this. A veteran defensive coach said about DeMarcus Lawrence, he's not as consistent a pass rusher as I'd like, but he's deserving. He can rush inside and out. And then an NFC executive said, at some point you have to go through somebody, and if you can't, the tackle will sit soft on you and your speed will be mitigated. And I think both a positive and a fair negative criticism of DeMarcus Lawrence. But he does still come in at number 10 on the list, and Corey went 8-for-8. Very well done. But just imagine
Davion Clowney, that could help.
I know. Just imagine that, Corey. What if you had number 10 and number 13? Now all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, our combo is dope.
Yeah, now we're number 2 at least.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here at 105.
And you can do dope now, and it's okay.
No, not that. Well, because we have another. Well, actually, I guess that is true. Just as long as you didn't retroactively do dope, then they will keep you out of the league.